last segment of Mishnah Zayin seems to be disconnected from the first two. The first two are cautioning us about interacting, our interactions with people who are problematic. Harchek mishachin ra, ve'al titchaber l'rasha. The last sentence, ve'al titya'esh min ha'puranut, don't lose hope because of the suffering that we see, seems to be disconnected. But I think that the connection is, we're dealing here with challenging things on the outside, in the outside world. There are challenging people, and there are challenging situations. We need to be cautious how we're impacted by these challenging, dangerous influences, whether they are people or whether they are frustrating realities that we perceive around us. An excellent example of this we see in the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tet Amud Bet, which tells the famous story of Elisha ben Avuya, who sees the boy asked by his father to climb the ladder to be mekayim the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. He is fulfilling the two mitzvot the Torah says a person will be rewarded with long life for their fulfillment, the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim and the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. And the boy fell down the ladder and died. Elisha ben Avuya was so disheartened by this that he left the path of Yirat Shamayim and mitzvah observance. We see how much people can be impacted by frustrating things in the world around them that they don't understand. The yi'ush, the despair that can set in when we see things like this. The Jewish people have definitely been through a tremendous amount of difficult circumstances, challenging circumstances that they very often didn't have explanations for. But the Jewish people are around still today because there were people who were mekayim this last clause, the al titya'esh mun ha'puranut. Just in the past century, people who saw the suffering of the Holocaust, many gave up. Now, of course, we don't judge them, but many were able to sustain their faith and even come to faith through seeing things that they had no rational explanation for. This is the history of the survival of the Jewish people, the al titya'esh mun ha'puranut. And we know that as the pendulum of history swings back and forth, there are low points and there are high points. Those who stuck it out after the Holocaust eventually got to see the founding of the State of Israel and the tremendous development of the Jewish people in the years since then. The moral of the story is for us to keep our historical perspective of our own lives, of our people's lives, and not to allow difficulties, as difficult as they may be, but difficulties in a small part of history to keep us from having confidence, optimism, and faith in our people's future and in our own future.